This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Conservatism works, folks. Our ideas are outstanding! Not to go all military on you, but they are. They are outstanding. You can be prideful that when you come up with a solution, it is rarely self-centered. If you're a conservative, it's rarely self-centered. You might get something out of it because it makes sense. I mean, you should get something if something makes sense, right? If you say, look, I think we'd be better off with lower taxes because everybody benefits. The consumer benefits. The company gets to have a product at a lesser price, blah, blah, blah. Makes sense. Okay, so what you benefit is the coffee shop owner because you're not paying as much taxes. You pass that on to the consumer. They benefit. People have more money. They spend it. They do. You know what the government is essentially telling you? I don't like the way you manage your money because you don't let me put it into play the way I want to put it into play. You don't let me steal it. Welcome, folks. Welcome. Welcome here. It's Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson, Uncle Robert. It's Kevin Jackson, Uncle Robert. Oh, man, my Uncle Robert's birthday came up the other day. He calls me up. Hey, nephew, I'm one of the only ones left. You need to be keeping in contact. I said, the only ones left? We got lots of family. And he's talking about the only one left on my grandmother's side in terms of the elders. His brother's dead. My mother is dead. My grandmother and grandparents are dead, right? So of that lineage, that little branch of the tree, he's the only one that's left. He's the elder statesman. This is my uncle has been to prison like 14 times. That's a lie. He's been to prison 3 times, though. My uncle that used to sell dope. I'd go to his house after school. He was rolling dope with his buddies. He used to fight dogs. Love him to death. Love him to death. Will give you the shirt off of his back. The problem is he rarely had a shirt. When my uncle would go from feast to famine, he'd be a millionaire, or the equivalent of a millionaire these days, and then he'd be nothing. He could be living in a beautiful home, and then 2 years later you go see him, and he's living in squalor. Hanging around with the worst, the dregs of society. But I got to tell you, I learned a ton from him. I learned a ton from him of what to do and a lot of what not to do. Anyway, back to conservatism. So, and by the way, my family on that side, staunch Democrats. Staunch Democrats, you know, got the whole Jesus and MLK and Kennedy hanging in the houses and love them some Democrats. And the minute that you start thinking, I mean, like, I just described my uncle. He's a Democrat. My uncle was not about law and order. He understood law. He got busted. I told this story many times, but he got busted taking a weapon. It wasn't even his weapon from Texas into Louisiana. He was a two-time loser, two-time criminal. So he goes, it's his girlfriend's weapon. He crosses over to Louisiana. They arrest him. Yeah, arrest her, but he says, no, I'll take this pill. So he does this minute in the jail. He didn't do long. He did a minute in Louisiana maximum prison because of his girlfriend taking a gun over because they were going to go to the casino. But she had the gun when they got pulled over by the cops. He took the pill. Okay? That's the kind of guy he was. But this chick was, oh my gosh, I remember her and used to say to myself, who would want to be with this woman? But anyway, when my uncle got arrested, he called me up. Yeah, hey, nephew, how you doing? It's your uncle. Called him from prison. The clack call, Robert, you know. So I call him like, man, how'd you do this? You know, how'd you end up in the po-po again, in the joint? Oh, man, I wasn't going to let her take that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, he stood up. But he said to me, he goes, well, here's where I looked at it, nephew. There was all the stuff I'd been doing, and they hadn't caught me for that. So I just figured I owed it. That's what my uncle said. So he knows there's law and order. He knows when he does wrong. He knows that there should be consequences. All these criminals know it. They know conservatism works. So don't get it twisted. We are right, folks. I'm telling you, they understand it at the every level, from the highest level at the cheat of Nancy Pelosi. Who was it I was just reading about? Cheney. Liz Cheney. Worth $33 million. Are you kidding? Nancy Pelosi takes her son to China, to Taiwan. You know why? He's making millions of dollars doing absolutely nothing, getting free stock from Taiwanese companies. Why? Because Nancy's doing favors on the other end. And do you think Nancy's son's not going to hook up mom and dad if they need it? Let me tell you something. Look, the thing that I tell people all the time, I talk to my brother, I talk to cousins, you know, they always come to me, hey, Kev, can I borrow a couple of dollars? Kev. Like I'm some kind of money pit. And they, you know what their thing is to me? Man, if I had it, you know I'd give it to you. And my comment back is, yeah, but the problem is you ain't never going to have it. So I get why Nancy Pelosi and the Clintons and the Obamas all want to hook their and the Bidens hook their family up, because they want to be able to say, pay the big guy. And that's what Nancy Pelosi did. Go read the story. You don't have to believe me. Her son he's gotten free stock from Taiwanese manufacturers, semiconductor people. When she flew there, they didn't put him on the manifest, but they saw him in pictures, and people went, what was Nancy Pelosi's son doing with her? And they found that he's on the board of these Chinese companies, and he's getting free stock. He's selling that stock, making millions of dollars. This guy will never have to work a day in his life. It is no who, not know how. Anyway, let me get back to another subject. Russia. Donald Trump left us energy independent. He said, you better to Germany, you better shut down Nord Stream 2, so Russia is not going to be supplying you with energy. The U.S. can supply you until we're able to get a pipeline built. You know, whatever. He had a sound energy policy. Well, guess what? Jean-Pierre is saying Russia is threatening the energy supply of Europe. Everybody saw this coming. In the Trump administration, Donald Trump said, we're not going to support Putin and his effort to potentially dominate you and you know, make you servants of his oil. And that's exactly what happens, what's happening right now. And I said to my editor when she brought me the story, I said, it looks like Hunter Biden's business dealings in Russia are paying off for Russia. This is classic, my word is a Biden. Joey Demento's energy plan backfired. Why? Because he went away from Trump's. It's really that simple. Trump's plan was pro-America. Joe Biden goes, there's no way I can let this happen because, you know, it would be too sane. It would be too sound of an energy policy. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As the United States goes, so goes the rest of the world. Donald Trump left his administration in a coup. He was deposed. But in doing so, he absolutely had America energy independent. Oil prices finally down below Obama-era gas prices, which, remember, shot up. Now, even though there's been 80-something days in a row of the price coming down, that's a bragging right for Joe Biden. It's still well over a dollar of what Donald Trump gave him. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. Why am I talking about oil prices? I'm talking about oil prices because Russia is now threatening Europe with oil prices. Everybody saw this coming. Joe Biden's energy plan backfiring. While making America dependent on foreign oil, Joe Biden brought the pain to the rest of the world because, see, that's what leftism does. Leftism says, no, 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 I'm not going to be the only one suffering. Everybody's going to suffer. It is not about making it all great for everybody. It's about a few people getting over and the rest of you suffering equally. Biden's intervention in Ukraine spiked oil prices in other areas of the world. But it didn't just spike oil prices. It spiked fertilizer prices. It spiked food prices. These are things everybody needs every day. Look, you don't need a TV. You may not need a new MP3 player or a new computer, but you need to eat and you need fuel. And Joe Biden has implemented a war, said to Russia, go ahead, go into Ukraine, no problem. Take what you want. You deserve it, Putin. Putin does it. Does anybody remember Joe Biden actually giving him the invitation? Look, as long as he just limits it, just limit what you take. It was the talk of the town. Nobody's mentioned it. You know what else hasn't been mentioned? The number of refugees that have fled Ukraine. That's not been talked about. The UN, I remember when it was a million. Then it was 2 million. The UN estimated it would be 12 million. Haven't heard anything about it. Haven't heard about those border crossings and all the strife of these people. Let me just tell you what you've forgotten. They don't want you to know that. Same way, where's the WHO flu numbers? How many people are dying? How many people are dying from the vaccination? They don't want you to know. It's pick and choose data when they want to use it to make it good for them. Oh, you know what else the Joe Biden administration is saying right now? They're saying that Donald Trump is the reason why kids are dumber, why they lost a year in school. And you know who lost the most? Kids of color. Kids of color. Studies are coming out. Black kids faring far worse than anybody else. Surprise, right? Shocker. There's gambling in the casino. The black kids are faring far worse because 72% of black kids are raised in a single family home. It's a ridiculous number. So we got all these kids that are practically latchkey. They got one parent. And that one parent has to work and then was forced to stay home and homeschool. How many kids? Don't know. How many kids could you homeschool if you were single trying to make a living? I can tell you how many I homeschooled. One, and it was tough. This kid and I went to battle over, he didn't know how to submit. It got to the point it was so cumbersome to submit his homework, he just said, screw it. I'd rather feel the wrath of my dad than to get the homework in on time. His grades were horrible, not because he wasn't doing the work, because he said, I'm not going to bother to submit it. Well, your son's assignments are not done, so he's getting points off. And he showed me what he had to do, and I said, I probably wouldn't have done it either. Couldn't even be mad at him anymore. See, folks, I said it in the first segment. Conservatism works. Conservatism says, let's be practical and pragmatic about the decisions we make. Let's understand the ramifications, the butterfly effect of what happens here might have far-reaching implications that we aren't thinking about. And by the way, let's do the least. Let's make sure that we keep to minimalism, because the world has a way of letting things work itself out. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's be tempered, measured. Democrats don't do that. There's money to be made, trillions of dollars. Let's make a vaccine that performs, the placebos perform better than the vaccines. Let's sell it as an elixir to solve all the problems. Let's ridicule, dare I say, demonize anybody who would dare to offer a solution that doesn't involve fleecing the public of $6 trillion, like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So that we can get, you know, keep the scare going. Let's have people so afraid they're going to wear masks for years. Let's have kids so afraid they think that they could die at any minute. Let's have adults so afraid they don't want to interact with their own family and friends, etc. Let's shut down businesses. Let's scuttle all this stuff because, you know what, that works. And oh, by the way, while we're doing it, let's torpedo our economy. Let's make us dependent on foreign oil again. Let's move manufacturing offshore. Let's make sure people don't want to work, and let's give them incentive not to work, because all that works good. And then, while we're at it, let's separate the company. Let's separate them from between Republicans and Democrats, MAGA Republicans and Republicans. Let's do all that because that's for the greater good. Oh, and that's all going to save us because climate change, well, you know, now that we've gotten a handle on it and we passed the Inflation Reduction Act and we're going to save the world through climate change, why not? You see in these commercials from Joe Biden? Every family is going to get $2,400 in green energy savings. How so? How so? I have a graphic before me where a person in San Diego said, from September of last year to September of this year, my energy bill in California went up 538%, from $124 to over $800 a month. Can you imagine if you're on a fixed budget, even if you're not on a fixed budget, if you're on a flexible budget, and your energy costs went up 858% year over year? Joe Biden wants you to believe he's got a handle on it. Oh boy, we're all over it. Look at what we did. We reduced Medicare. We reduced the prescription drugs for seniors for, for diabetes. We capped it at $35. You know, people like Donald Trump have been talking about this, the pharmaceutical industry and how they're getting over. You know how Joe Biden can cap the stuff now? Because I don't know who makes it. It's probably Pfizer. They're like, you know what, Joe? We'll give you a loss leader on insulin stuff or whatever it is that they provide. The diabetes stuff. I know insulin's one of them, but I don't know that that's the only thing. But we're going to give you a discount on that because we made so much money on WuFlu. And you know what's ironic about WuFlu now that we're on the subject? Because I've been on it before and I'm never going to get off of it. But while we're not talking about it, let's talk about it. What's interesting is they keep throwing away doses. Google it. Google how many doses of this stuff that we paid for have now been thrown away. Why? Because it's expired. But you want to know the deeper reason? Nobody wanted it. Saw a story the other day. Some guy, Muslim guy, Kevin Hart sponsored his comedy tour. He does something with Disney or whatever. In the prime of his career, 54 years old, Kevin Hart sponsored his first Netflix special. He was getting another one. Drops dead. They called it natural causes. You think it's natural causes? I'll bet you money it's not natural causes.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing.
King Charles addressing his nation after the death of Queen Elizabeth. It's his inaugural address from Buckingham Palace. While entering the palace, he was greeted by cheering crowds and some saying, "God save the Queen." Tennessee's governor is touting additional law enforcement for Memphis as the city reels from two high-profile crimes.
The people of Memphis have seen the face of evil. These, along with other members of law enforcement, have met that evil head on.
AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.73 a gallon. That's a drop of over 30 cents in the last month. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm here to say this, that what we see Russia's doing, and we've been very clear about this, is that they're using energy, they're weaponizing energy, and it's choosing to one of the things that has been out there, to shut down the pipeline of Nord Stream 1.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuels.
What about stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
No more, no new fracking.
We argue to get rid of fossil fuels.
I've argued against any more oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands.
No one's going to build a coal-fired plant again, and we're going to get rid of the ones we have now.
Have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers, in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So who exactly weaponized energy? Energy is a human right. I mean, if you really want to break it down, hospitalization is a right. That's one thing. I want to know I can get around. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have public transportation is practically free. It's energy free, right? I mean, if you really wanted to make a case, you could press Democrats and say, why do you always talk about education as a right? Healthcare is a right. Why isn't energy a right? You want to know why? Because they can manipulate you on energy. Jean-Pierre just said Russia is weaponizing energy. Well, how are they doing that? Russia is the only game in town when it comes to what? Solar? Wind? Hydro? Nuclear? No. Black energy. The very thing that the leftists despise, that they say they're going away from in this country, is the lifeline for Europe. It's that Nord Stream 1 is the umbilical cord of Russian oil to Europe. And Nord Stream 2 will allow them to, I don't know, pump more there. I don't know all the details of it. But Trump said, I'm not going to let you build it. He said to Germany, you take oil from Russia. You know why I got royal, right? Because I was thinking Russia oil. Anyway, just want you to know I can catch myself when I do it. I can catch myself. So you take oil from that Russia is supplying. He's saying this to Merkel Angela Merkel, you take that oil and we're not going to back you in NATO. See, that's a real policy. That's a policy, a pro-American policy, also a pro-NATO policy, which means pro-American partner policy. And what does Joe Biden do? He poo-poos on NATO. Trump, look at what he's doing to our friends. He's making our friends actually be friends. Whoa, how dare he? And so now what do we have? Jean-Pierre, Joe Biden's press secretary, saying, Russia is holding these people out. They're terrorists. They're weaponizing energy. What you expect? They got to pay for their war that your president let them get us into. How do you think they're going to do it? With caviar? So nothing is a surprise here. It's not even a surprise to the left. They've played out the scenario. They just don't care. But they want you to believe. They got it all together. Well, who is it? Barack Obama actually said America is in a better time now under Biden than they were under Trump. Do I really need to play Victor Davis Hanson's little walk? We should play it because it'll make you understand how crazy the Democrats think and what they think they can make you believe. Let's just have a little fun and let you hear Victor Davis Hanson describing a scenario that is so unbelievable, and yet that's what the Democrats sold. And oh, by the way, many people, including some conservatives, fell for this nonsense.
About that, as I did with the Juicy Smollett case. That was another example that sort of, I mean, that was the, it wasn't that kind of the ultimate trajectory of identity politics? Because what you were saying, what he was saying to America was, I'm going to create the most unlikely, impossible, illogical scenario in the world, and I'm going to make America believe it because they're so deranged that I can get away with it. And so it wasn't just, I'm African American, but I'm going to be African American and gay. I'm not just going to be African American gay. I'm going to be African American and I'm going to hate Trump. I'm not going to be just African American and hate Trump. I'm going to be young and hip on empire. I'm not just going to do all that, but I'm going to be walking at 2 a.m. And I'm not just going to be walking at 2 a.m. I'm going to see two white guys who happen to be prowling around liberal Chicago. Not just two white guys are doing it. They're going to have a MAGA hat on. Two white guys with a MAGA hat and liberal Chicago are going to say, we're going to prowl around because maybe Jesse Smollett, whom we immediately recognize and yell out as the enemy of Empire, because we always watch Empire, and, you know, Bob says to Fred, let's go out and look for Jesse Smollett type people tonight, and by the way, let's take some lynch rope with us. And then Jesse's, and if that's not enough, let's get bleach that freezes at 5 degrees, and we'll throw it and defy the laws of chemistry. It won't freeze in our case. And then not only will we do all that, we'll beat him up, and we're very big, but Juicy's very small, but he's a better fighter, and he's going to fight us off while he's got his sandwich in one hand and his cell phone in the other, recording the whole thing. That's what we were asked to believe, and the nation did. And so,
I could listen to that clip over and over and over because it's the type of stuff that I write. It's the type of comedy that I write. This is Victor Davis Hanson. He's not a comedian, but you know what he's able to show you? The lunacy, the absolute craziness of what we were asked to believe by Jussie Smollett. And I was saying to a friend of mine on his radio show the other day, every story that we're told by the left, this is it. Connect the dots, and you end up slapping your knee going, you got to be kidding me. They expect us to believe that? Okay, you ready? I did this on his show. I said, let's just go with this. Hunter Biden has been described as a Renaissance man. This is what they want us to believe about Hunter Biden. They want us to believe that a guy who was kicked out of the Navy Reserves, brought into the Navy Reserves to give himself political credibility, he gets kicked out. Why? Cocaine use. He then gets picked up in a car, driving under the influence, cocaine use, scrubbed from his record. He gets sent to rehab multiple times. He flunks out. What does he do? He goes, he covets his brother, not his neighbor's wife. His dead brother marries his dead brother's wife, promptly cheats on her, and decides that he's going to cheat on her with a stripper slash prostitute, with whom, rather, he fathers a child that he does not want to take care of and doesn't pay child support on and denies is his child. While meanwhile, he's now cavorting openly with prostitutes, paying them money from monies that he's earned from a company called Burisma, as one of his companies, a company that he sits on the board of, that he of a business that he knows nothing about. He got $3.5 million probably servicing the wife of a Russian oligarch, and got a fat diamond ring from his Chinese spy business partner, with whom he was doing all this business and giving 10% of his money to the big guy. So while he's doing that, he's also sleeping with more prostitutes on camera, doing coke and other illicit drugs, talking about things that probably border on national security secrets, leaves his laptop, one of two, one that they believe the Russians have, the second he leaves at a place or laptop repair shop, doesn't pay for it, goes on a crack binge and forgets about it, those secrets get out, etc., and Joe Biden describes him as the best man that he knows. I mean, really? We're told by the left Hunter Biden is a Renaissance man, because this guy paints, probably by numbers, and sells paintings to unknown people. They don't want to disclose who's buying, and I use my finger quotes, these paintings, and they call this man a Renaissance man. Now see, that's just as funny and just as crazy. I didn't try to make it funny, because I could have, because I'm good at it. But it's funny when you just talk about it. You don't have to go very far. That's Hunter Biden. But why, Kevin, he's in a grand jury, the indictments or whatever. We already know what Hunter Biden did. As sure as we know what Hillary Clinton did. As sure as we know what Barack Obama did to thwart Trump. As sure as we know what McCabe did and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and Comey and a host of other cast of lying scumbag leftist characters. We know what they did. We also know they cheated in the election. You want me to take you through that comedically? Here's a joke and here's the punchline. Joe Biden got 11 million more votes than 2008 baby black Jesus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Speaking of weaponizing energy, we have the exact same thing happening here in the United States. The only difference is the way the Democrats weaponize it is they don't give it to you. They take it away from you. They say, oh, you're not going to be able to use those internal combustion cars. So how are you going to get across the country quickly? Yeah, I mean, just think about the ramifications. Look, I know the technology is going to continue to evolve, but is it going to be evolved by the time they say? I mean, why can't we let... Are we not making enough progress in electric cars? Who's the number one car dealer in the country, if not the world? Anybody? Anybody? If you said Tesla, you'd be right. How quickly did they do it? How long have Ford, GM, Chrysler, etc. been making cars? Anybody want to guess? Decades. And this ingenue comes along, changes the whole dynamic, gets some help from the government, a little nudging here and there from other people, comes up with his own car, and he's successful. It's that simple. And now government helped with the subsidies, but those subsidies have gone away. Then what did the other car manufacturers do? They said, we'll make an electric car. And they did. Do you have to get rid of the internal combustion car? Can we not have both? Do we have AC and DC current and electricity? Yes, we do. Because DC works better for some applications, better than AC. We need all of it. To hear the left, you have dirty energy, we're getting rid of it. They don't really understand that you're going to plug that car into a grid. They don't seem to understand it. You're going to plug it into a grid that's powered by what? That black, dirty coal. That black, dirty oil. Doesn't seem to matter to them. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about what Gavin Newsom was talking about doing prior to the holiday for Labor Day. Now, he didn't have to do it. And I'm going to play the full clip of what Gavin Newsom said. But I want to talk about electric energy, and or I should say EV, electric vehicles, and what it's going to do. I can tell you, get used to this. The people should just get used to this. Anyway, here's Tucker Carlson ridiculing Gavin Newsom.
Just a week ago, the state of California, Gavin Newsom, as purported governor, said that everybody's going to be required to have an electric vehicle. No more gas engines coming really soon because California has something called renewables, and this is the future. How's that going to work? Well, just a few hours ago, California's grid operator delivered some stunning news. It issued an upgraded level 2 emergency alert. The grid operator is telling Californians to, quote, be ready for potential rotating power outages. Blackouts are expected tonight in our biggest state. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, just released a video telling residents to do their part to protect the energy grid.
These triple-digit temperatures throughout much of our state are leading, not surprisingly, to record demand on the energy grid. Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. And today and tomorrow afternoon after 4 p.m., in particular 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances.
Oh, so you run the state into the ground, make it look like Guinea-Bissau, our richest state, is now our most dysfunctional state. You did that, Gavin Newsom. You and the one-party political machine in your state, but it's the residents' fault. Do your part. Don't use your appliances. This is insane.
It is insane because Newsom's so cavalier. I mean, come on, people. Let's step up. Let's do it. You know, come on now. I mean, look, we're all in this together. As far as I know, he's the only state that's doing that. And I also believe that, I know it's happened. If it does happen, it happens in blue states where they adopt these stupid policies. But I want you to hear the entirety of what Gavin Newsom says. Tucker parsed it. I want you to hear the whole thing because it gets even more ridiculous because it's not his fault. It's not a green energy thing. It's just something we all got to step up and do. Look, folks, look, get used to this. This could happen. It's record temperatures in September. What happens, I wonder, if Gavin Newsom tells you when there's record ideal temperatures? What happens then? Does he tell you what happens to the grid when there's an excess of power? Gavin Newsom wants people to believe, look, there's a reason why I'm stepping up to do this, because we had a record temperature month in September. California's had record temperature months since they started records. That's what records are about. Were you not saving? Did you have a record August? No? You had a normal August? Why didn't you save up? It's like those rollover minutes. Because you can't roll it over. Gavin Newsom is ruining the grid. Buttigieg says, oh, we have to design a new grid, one that can withstand it. How long is that going to take? And even if you do it, what's going to power it? Wind? Water? A sun? You know what's going to power it. You ready, Americans? Coal. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let's play the entirety of the Gavin Newsom clip. It was cut too, but it's got more meat on the bones than what Tucker said.
California and many other western states are experiencing simply unprecedented temperatures. In fact, this heat wave is on track to be both the hottest and the longest on record for the state and many parts of the west for the month of September. Californians, you've stepped up to help in a big way to keep the lights on so far. But we're heading to the worst part of this heat wave, and the risk for outages is real and it's immediate. These triple-digit temperatures throughout much of our state are leading, not surprisingly, to record demand on the energy grid. Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. Individuals, the state, industries, business, all doing their part to help reduce strain on the grid. Now, here's specifically what you can do. In the early morning hours, particularly tomorrow and the next day or so, pre-cool your home. Run your air conditioning earlier in the day when more power is available. And we encourage you to close your windows and blinds to keep your home cool as well. And today, and tomorrow afternoon after 4 p.m., in particular 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances. You can visit flexalert.org to learn more about what you can do. Californians, you've rallied before, and we can do it again. Keep it up.
Hey, thanks, Californians. Yeah, you've rallied before. You'll rally again. Keep it up. Yeah, thank you.
No blame. Hey, why are we not prepared for this, Governor? Why are we having to do this? Oh, could it be that you went into electric mode a little too quickly? Hey, Governor, I have a question. Are they doing this anywhere else? Why not? Oh, that's right. They're not progressive enough. They're not forward enough thinking so that they would have to ration their electricity. I love some of the things that he says. Unprecedented and longest for September. It's unprecedented. How could we be prepared when it's unprecedented? How would we even know what the grid's going to be and what the demand might be? I mean, Lord knows we only have what? Decades of data. He says the worst part. We're going to hit the worst part of this heat wave because you know what? Gavin Newsom's now a meteorologist. He knows, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Record demand, he says, and everybody's got to do their part. Just like with COVID. Remember who got caught going to her hairdresser? Gavin's aunt. Remember who got caught having parties without masks at restaurants where everybody else couldn't go, but he was there? That would be Governor Gavin Newsom. Do you think that the governor is going to cut back? You think he's going to give up anything? Do you think his aunt, Pelosi, is going to give up anything? Do you think anybody in the power structure of California is going to give up one watt of their electricity? Because I'm going to make you a bet. I bet they don't. And I bet you when Gavin Newsom is ready to go somewhere, he ain't driving an electric vehicle. He's going to jump in a plane that is full of jet fuel and he's going to fly there. And he's not going to ask for an electric vehicle for his town car or his limo. He's going to get a gas one. That's what he's going to get. You want to know why I know all this? Because Gavin Newsom is like almost all other leftists. He is a hypocrite. Do as I say, not as I do. It's not about California. They're making a political statement. This is a money grab. And Gavin Newsom is getting his part. He's doing his part so he can get his part of the money. Just like Nancy Pelosi did with her husband, Paul, with the water in California where they rationed that. You know who got water when the farmers in Central Valley were begging for it? Paul Pelosi. His vineyards got watered. But no, not the people that needed it. Gavin Newsom, let me tell you folks, I'll say it a million times, God willing, before I die. These people are your enemy. They don't care about you. They never have and they never will. You and everybody who's willing to vote for him are useless idiots. Whether you vote for him or not, that's what they think of you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.